We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Day four of Mountaineer football camp concluded earlier today up on the Steve Annaline family practice facility. The Mountaineers had about an hour and a half workout, got off the field around 12:45. Kind of a recovery day today, a lot of teaching, a lot of fundamental work. They did a lot of special teams work, did some field goal block, did some kickoff return, some punt return, some team punt. Coach Neil Brown said he wanted to get some different guys some opportunities to kick the ball. And Ronan Swope from Malvern, Pennsylvania, did a little bit of the punting today and did a pretty good job working with the first group punting the football. Also had some teamwork in midway through practice, did some tempo work, and then, of course, did some more situational work toward the end of today's practice in the red zone. That's something that Coach Brown has been harping on all camp, getting a situational awareness from his players, something that he believes will be critical to winning football games this year, knowing down and distance, timeouts, situations going on during the latter part of the game. Caught up with Coach Brown after today's practice and listen to what he had to say coming up right after this.
You know the sounds. You know that feeling.
Touchdown, West Virginia!
It's game day at Milan Pushkar Stadium, and game day only comes six times a year.
That kick is good! West Virginia wins it!
Join the 60,000 strong and gold and blue every game day. Get your tickets at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGame. Be a part of West Virginia football. Be a part of game day.
All right, John, what are we talking about today?
Teaching moments, looks like today. A lot of them today?
Yeah, so recovery day, what we try to do is there's no time during the season we ever practice 4 days in a row. All right, and I'm talking about full exertion practice. Mm-hmm. So we don't do it in fall camp. We have a staged build-up to how we practice with, you know, that everybody in the building understands, players, staff, and Coach Mike Joseph and I put it together. And everything is with the goal of being at our best from a physically conditioned piece when we play at Maryland game one. Mm-hmm. And so today's what we call recovery day. We do get a little work in. We got some goal line work in offensively, defensively work some end of game stuff. And then in team situations, we work some controlled end of half, end of game situations. And there was a lot of mistakes on both sides, which isn't necessarily all bad because we can watch the film, teach.
Right.
And then we got a lot of special teams. About half the work today was special teams. And a lot of, we slowed it down, taught some fundamentals, and then started working on some looks that we're going to see during the season in all four phases.
Four hit special teams, it looked like situational awareness was something you were trying to get with your guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's education.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to educate them on football awareness and situational football. And I think the teams that play at a high level consistently make really good decisions situationally.
It looks like you were using some different guys in punt, kickoff, field goal, trying to get some different guys some work.
Yeah, we wanted to get the young guys. Coach Coons has those guys kind of on a kick count, almost like a pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
And so today was a rest day for some of the older guys, which is a great opportunity for the young guys. And I thought Swope, our young punter, he hit the ball really well, and Danny King made his field goals.
And then kickoff return, starting to work some of that in a little bit.
Yeah, and we've got to be better there. We were really good in 19. Last year, not as much. So we've got to be better. I thought we blocked it well last year. We've got to get more natural at the returner position. And I like how those guys have worked through 4 days back there in the back.
And last thing here, get us to tomorrow. What, tomorrow a big day for you?
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a physical day. We've got to get some physical work in. Kind of the plan for the week is tomorrow's a physical day. We're going to get some good running in as far as down the field stuff. On Wednesday, Thursday's an off day. Friday's kind of a medium day. Then Saturday we'll be in the stadium.
And that'll be a scrimmage?
Yeah, that's definitely going to play situations. We'll see how it goes as far as how much tackling we're going to do.
And that was Coach Neil Brown. Players availability today for the media. Quarterback Jared Dagey. Virginia Tech transfer Doug Nestor. Defensive lineman Akeem Mezidor and senior safety Sean Mahone all met with the media following today's practice. You can see those videos on our website, WVUsports.com, or you can watch those videos on our official athletics YouTube site. Just go to youtube.com/WVUsports and click the notification button to have those videos sent right to your computer. Those will be online later today. That's today's report. Thanks for listening. I'm John Antonik.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.